T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Boy, I'm really not enjoying this trend this year on The Bachelorette, where it seems every week another dude has to top the last week's dude with the most horrible, tragic story you've ever heard.
What
a date this has
been.
Wow. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON. It's time for two dudes talking about The Bachelorette.
Two dudes talking about The Bachelorette.
Hey, I got a good idea. Let's take this fun segment, and I'm going to destroy it by telling you the worst story ever. Oh, I'm sorry. I just described the entire plot for this season's Bachelorette. Oh, my God. What is with these date-killing stories?
Right?
Horrible. Yeah, I mean, we watch TV to escape, not get even more depressed. Oh, my God. I mean, good morning, Mark.
Hi. How are you?
Well, for the first time since COVID, something happened on The Bachelorette last night. They actually left their compound. They left the hotel, in this case, Indian Wells, and hit the road to Michelle, our Bachelorette's hometown of Minneapolis.
That looks like a nice city.
Minneapolis is a beautiful city. It's a city that I call home. Even though I wasn't born there, I did most of my important living there as far as going to college and high school there. I got married there, had my first radio job there. My sister, Gina the Judge, still lives there and judges to this day. Actually, a judge, not a judgmental person.
Oh, okay.
Once in a while, I wonder.
Your daughter goes to college there.
My daughter goes, thank you. Mm-hmm. Oops. And Mark, guess what? Guess who in this room had a brush with Bachelorette fame? Big spoiler alert, it was me.
Yeah.
While I was in Minnesota for my dad's celebration of life, that was when they did that hometown visit. My niece actually said, "The Bachelorette, they're filming here this week."
Did you go to where they were filming?
No, I didn't go. I decided to go to my dad's funeral instead.
Oh, jeez.
Oh.
Oh,
talk about way to bring it down.
Yeah, right?
Wow. Oh. Sorry.
Well, I mean, that's
are you auditioning for The Bachelorette here? What's going on?
Oh, man.
Before we go any further on this segment, let me tell you about that day.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
It was one of the hardest days. No, anyway, I remembered that was going on while we were there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they were at a Twins game, and they met some Vikings, actual Vikings, not the Minnesota Vikings, which was, I guess, kind of, you know, funny and nutty. And
Question.
But let me tell you what else happened.
Oh, God. No.
It was a dark and stormy night.
Question about
I didn't know how slippery that road was.
Question about the Minnesota Twins. There was nobody in the stands. Is that usual for a Minnesota Twins game?
Yeah, Twins sucked last year, so I imagine that's why. Probably also they were playing a less than good opponent. Something that Padres fans up until last year were very familiar with.
Yeah.
Empty stands. Yeah. Let me tell you about something else that's
okay,
empty.
Okay, no.
My empty heart. This is what seems to work on the Bachelorette. I'm just trying to incorporate their formula.
Mark, what was your standout moment that you're thinking about this morning after watching the show?
Well, you know what? I don't know why the producers let Chris go to Michelle and Nate's one-on-one. I think that was just totally messed up.
Wow. So they let a guy go in and interrupt a one-on-one date.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, he went and tried to plead his case and all that stuff. And he totally interrupted it. And she's, you know, trying to be gracious and says, okay, I'll talk to you for a few minutes. But Nate, I think, was a little ticked off. I thought it was kind of screwed up.
Did anyone ever consider the possibility that, and a really good possibility, that Chris just didn't understand the term one-on-one date?
Oh,
I mean, not the smartest guys.
Oh, great. I can't wait till they have the fantasy suites. That'll be interesting.
Could you imagine if somebody came in and interrupted a fantasy suite? That would be comical.
Well, that'd be great. You know, it wasn't
that
a fantasy.
So
that time my cousin and I went skydiving and
it
ended up changing my entire life.
Two dudes talking about The Bachelorette.
Tiffany just cut me off. I was about to get so good and sad.
Yeah, I think we're done.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.